It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Join Tom and Gus Counts as they provide play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis of Raven hoops throughout the regular and postseason. Our coverage is made possible in part by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Stay tuned. Your pregame begins right after these messages from our Raven sports boosters. Are you frustrated with the low interest rates on your money market and savings accounts? Would you like a conservative option to invest your rainy day funds? If so, here's an idea for you to consider. Ken Hamada at Hamada Wealth Management believes wealth management is not just about the stock market, it's also about looking at all your investment options. Most people don't realize they have access to not just traditional investments, but also FDIC-insured CDs. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. If you have at least $25K and are interested in FDIC-insured CDs, they have access to competitive rates. Give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management and IFG are unaffiliated entities. All CDs are FDIC insured up to at least $250K per depositor, per FDIC insured bank, per owner category, and not offered through IFG. If sold prior to maturity, subject to current market pricing, and may lose value prior to maturity.
Welcome back to Benedictine Basketball this afternoon here on Care Radio. The guy set to come up next, Joseph, our producing engineer in the studio. Joseph, thank you. Good to have you with me on a lovely December Saturday. Tom Counts bringing you the game, and Benedictine on the road here today. Ladies' game, of course, just ended a very short time ago. The Benedictine women coming up a little bit short in that one. Here in the second game, the Benedictine men, hosted by Clark, in this Heart of America Athletic Conference game, the final game of the 2022 portion of the season. Welcome back, everybody. Let's take a look at the starters, first of all, for Clark under ninth season head coach Jim Blaine. Clark is going to be starting one of my favorite names in the conference, Biggie Luster. Biggie is a 6'2 sophomore out of Rockford, Illinois. Out of South Jordan, Utah, Chandler Dean is the 6'6 senior. Chris Burnell, also from Rockford, Illinois, a 6'3 junior. Byron, Illinois, the home of 6'2 senior Anthony Eddy, and it'll be Daquan Lewis from Dubuque, Iowa, hometown guy here. For the Benedictine Ravens and 12th season head coach Ryan Moody, BC's going to start a couple of freshmen, a couple of juniors, and a senior. Freshman Sam Ungashik out of Overland Park. Freshman Preston Reynolds from Leewood, Shawnee Mission East. Ahmad Lewis from Kansas City, Missouri, a 6'2 junior. The other junior is 6'1, Braden Belt from Andover, Kansas. And rounding it out of Liberty North High School, 6'6 senior Tyson Caffey. We're set. The ball goes up. Ravens control it down. And they break to the other end. And as quickly as that, Benedictine has broken out on top, 2-0. So the Ravens hit the bucket, and BC is coming the other way. 2-0, Ravens in front. That basket for Benedictine belongs to Preston Reynolds, by the way. Preston gets the first 2 points. On the other end of the court, here comes Clark. Clark coming into the ballgame today, 7-4, 2-3 in the conference. Benedictine 5-7, 5-7 and 3-3. Here's a shot up, no good, rebound tipped around, and we're going to get a whistle. We got a foul. Ravens are going to be putting in a play from the backcourt. 19-13 to go in the opening half. BC in the traveling black uniforms with red and white and in a brilliant gold with black and white lettering and trim. Gold uniforms for Clark here today. On the left side, it's going to be Tyson Caffey. He's about 2 steps outside the left side of the lane. His cross-court pass is going to be stolen all alone down the floor, laying it up and in. Little Biggie Luster hits his first 2 points. And it is 2-2. Ravens over to the left side. Ahmad for three. Air ball way too strong. And a rebound hauled down by Clark. 2-2 ball game. Minute and a half into the contest. Clark will walk it up the floor. Start to the left side. Now change directions. Drive back over to the right. Gets it over there to Daquan Lewis. Lewis pushes it off on top to Burnell. Burnell on the wing. Gets it back to the point. Here's Chandler Dean, starts into the lane. Back to Brunell. Shot. Good for three. Wow. From way outside. 3-point shot. And it is now 5-2. Clark, Benedictine, works the ball around the perimeter, gets it down to the right side, back and in, Tyson, can't get the shot away, feeds it back out on top. There's going to be Braden Belt with it. Top of the key, step and a half above the circle, they'll go over to the left side, get it to Ahmad, back out on top. Preston Reynolds will drive in, off the window, he gets two more, Preston Reynolds with four. It is a 5-4 Clark lead, 17 and a half to go. First half starting along pretty briskly here. Luster with the basketball, topside, dumps it over in front of the Raven bench, gets it there to Daquan Lewis. Lewis comes back up topside, Chandler Dean. Clark, patiently, left side, three, it's up and good! So it's 17-17 to go in the opening half. It is an 8-4 Clark lead. Benedictine back up court with it. Difference in the game is a 3-point shot. Here's a three for the Ravens, nope! And then the rebound, or the rebound off the ball off that rim hits the supporting cabling and it'll come back into Clark at the baseline deep. 17 minutes ago in the opening half. 8-4. Clark in front. They'll walk it back up the floor and dump it over to the right side. Gets it there to Luster. He'll swing it left. Dean thinks about three. Doesn't get it. And a rebound cleared down by Benedict, and Ungashik will come down with a basketball, and he will accelerate all the way down the right side, taking it near the corner, dribbles it back off on top, press the skip pass, back over to the left, out on top, Belt three, nope, rebound Clark. Benedict then, it's going to, the long shot, Clark has not been, here's another three, and it's also good. Clark is missing nothing from the outside, and it is 11-4. The Pride has jumped up by seven with 16-16 to play in the first half. Running shot, laying it up and in. Tyson Cathy. So give Tyson his first bucket of the afternoon. We're 4 minutes into the ballgame. BC trails by five. The pass to the free throw line, going into the lane. A little underhand shot will not fall, but plenty of contact underneath there. The hard part for the official here is going to be deciding against whom to call this personal foul. It is going to put Clark at the free throw line and stepping up here. It's going to be Legerian Spinks who's just coming into the game. No, it's not. That's not Legerian. That's going to be Daquan Lewis. So Lewis' first free throw is up and good. Daquan Lewis out of Dubuque Senior High School. Second free throw, hits the back, kicks out. Ravens are going to rebound it down, and here comes BC. 12-6. Clark in front. Preston Reynolds will get it out on top. Ungashik will work around to the left side, skips it over to Tyson Cathy. Cathy looking it back in, brings it back up top side. Sam slips. There's nothing around him. He just kind of stumbles to the floor. Brings it back to the deep right corner, and there's a long three from deep in the right edge. And Benedictine cuts the gap to three. It is 12-9 Clark, and we've got 15-20 to go in the first half. Back up with it will come the Pride. Here's a three of their own. That one's off the mark. Rebound Benedictine. Early shooting in the ballgame. The Ravens 5 of 11. Clark is 6 of 10. From the outside, though, Benedictine 1 of 7. Clark hitting half of theirs, 4 of 8 from three. Shot by the Ravens up, no good. Clark clears it down. Back up court with it will come the Pride. Taking it down in front of the BC bench. Inside 15 to go in the first half. Skip pass to the middle. It's going to be stolen away. Coming up with it is going to be Ahmad. He'll kick it over to the left side of Preston. Reynolds goes in, goes up, gets the roll, scores. Preston Reynolds. He's coming out of the blocks. Hot, got six. And Benedictine is back to within a point at 12-11. The crowd, I got to be real candid, a lot of the crowd has evaporated after the ladies' game. Oddly enough, not sticking around some of them for the guys, and driving into the middle ball is going to be knocked free, and it's going to be up, and it's going to go in. The follow shot is going to be up and good for Clark. It's now 14-11 Pride. We're down to 14-14 to go in the half. Benedictine back up the floor with the basketball, swings it over to the left side, the baseline shot for Belt. Nope. Rebound tipped around and controlled down by the Pride. Daquan Lewis will come up with the basketball. He'll outlet into the forecourt. They'll have to slow down. The Ravens got back very quickly on defense. Chandler Dean dumps it over to the left side, gets it there to Luster. Finger brings it out on top to Chandler. Over to the right side, they're going to carry it to Anthony Eddy. Shot clock at a dozen, still plenty of time. Clark around the outside. Benedictine doing a good job defensively here, not giving him any access to the middle. Down into the deep left corner. Three-point shot, no. Rebound, Benedictine. Ravens come up with the board and bring it up the floor. Sam got the board himself, and the Ravens are on offense. 13:20 to go in the half. Three-point shot, BC, no good. Rebounding back down is Clark, and Benedictine's perimeter shooting just struggling right now. 13 minutes left in the half. Clark has the ball, leading it only by three. So single possession lead right now for the Pride. Luster with the basketball. Looks to left. He goes three. There it is. Biggie picks up his fifth point of the afternoon. And it's 17-11. We're down to 12 minutes and 50 seconds to play in the opening half. Now the ball is going to be stolen away. Down the court. Biggie in up. Went for the slam and gets fouled from behind. He is okay. He maintained his feet and his balance. Ungashik is going to pick up a foul, and before any free throws are shot, we're going to have a timeout taken by Benedictine. Joseph, we're going to take a break along with them. Coming up here at 12:41 to go, opening half. Ravens are in Dubuque, where it is the Pride 17, Benedictine 11.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill, and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Benedictine utilizing a timeout here, finding themselves down by a half dozen. And looking at the numbers right now, Preston Reynolds leading the way with a half a dozen points. Three for Braden Belt. Tyson Cathy with the other two for Benedictine. But for Clark, it has been the Biggie Luster Show. 5 of 5 shooting the basketball, including 3 of 3 from outside. He's hit a free throw also on the way. 14 points already for Biggie Luster. The rest of Clark's points have come Anthony Eddy hitting a three-point shot, and Daquan Lewis hitting one free throw. So 14 of Clark's 17 points belong to Biggie Luster. Looking at his numbers coming into the game, I mean, he only averages 10.8 a game, okay? So that is phenomenal. The guy who normally does all the scoring for Clark, but we have not seen him, and I think that we will not be seeing Jacob Fierce today. Jacob averages 24 a game, but he has been injured and he's not going to be playing here this afternoon. Here comes Benedictine out of the timeout, putting the ball in play and taking it over to the right side. In the lineup here for the Ravens, Reynolds, Lewis, Timmy into the game with Bryson LaRue and Joel Adise. Ravens will work into the lane, and there was a quick pass inside. Ahmad Lewis had driven into the lane. The defense had stepped up to cover him up, standing right in the middle of the lane, right in front of the rim. What he had done, Ahmad, tried to kick the ball to Adise, who had been left completely open and undefended because his defender had stepped up to front up Ahmad, but Joe didn't see the pass coming in. It just flies out of bounds. Clark will come back the other way with the basketball. Inside 12 minutes to go in the first half. Pride with the ball leading at 18-11. Here's a three-point shot from the other side. It's going to be up and not going to go in. And a rebound back up to Benedictine. 11:50 to go. That three-point shot not falling, and the Ravens down 7. BC moves around to the outside. A little skip pass in the middle is going to be kicked, and it'll come back into the Ravens. They'll reset the shot clock to 20 with 11:40 to go in the first half. Benedictine, LaRue, Adise, Timmy Lewis, and Reynolds. It'll be Reynolds to bring it in. Comes back out on top of it. It's going to be Ahmad. Tries to spin, tries to twist, comes out on top. Timmy, it's three, it's good. Jaden Timmy from outside. And he will have his first point of the game. Benedictine trailing 17-14 here with 11:20 left in the half. Clark on the right side. Back out top between the circles. That's going to be Legerian Spinks. I thought he's out there a minute ago, but he now comes in. Legerian gets a lot of PT for this club. And he's a really good, solid player in the middle. Here comes the ball the other way. Benedictine picks it up. Ravens on offense. 18-14. Underneath, the spinning shot. Rims around. No good. Rebounding it back down. It's going to be Luster. He'll kick it over to the right side. And Clark in the forecourt now. With the basketball, is going to be Chris Burnell. A little one-handed pass to the left side. Clark works the perimeter, 14 on the shot clock. Hits down the left side of the lane. It's going to be batted away from behind. That was great defense by Ahmad Lewis. Ball's picked up for Benedictine. And up the floor with it is going to come Bryson LaRue. LaRue thinking about a three. Doesn't. Cuts into the lane. Dips it back behind him. Over to the left side. Here's Ahmad for three. No. And a whistle. And Ahmad is going to come to the line, I think, for three. The foul is going to be on Luster. 10-12 to go. We're approaching the midpoint here of the opening half. 18-14. Clark in front. The free throw. It's up and good. Ahmad Lewis makes it 18-15. Looks over the second one, and he'll hit that one. One more shot coming up for Ahmad Lewis. Player entering the game. Well, back end's going to come Daquan Lewis. So it's going to be both Legerian Spinks and Daquan Lewis, Cheney Dean, and Luster. Third free throw, he gets them all, and Benedictine is back within one. It is 18-17 after three consecutive free throws scored by Ahmad Lewis. 10 minutes to go in the half. Clark kicks it up topside. Long three. Got it. Well, from deep on the left side, three-point shot by Chandler Dean. And Clark pushes its lead back to 21-17. Chandler Dean getting his first points this afternoon. BC overloads the left side of the court. Switch over to the right. Defense gets right with him. Feeds it over to Braden Belt. His bounce pass escapes it. Jonah DC unable to quite corral that one up the floor with the basketball. Here comes Clark. With it at the top, it's going to be Legerian Spinks. Legerian brings good size to the floor out there also. He's 6'7" sophomore from Jonesboro, Louisiana. Shot goes up. Ravens come up with a rebound off the missed shot. Benedictine back with the ball. Here's a three from the other side for Sam Ungashick. Looked like it wasn't going to go in. Hits the front, hits the back, goes straight up, straight down. And Ungashick is on the board. And Benedictine is back to within one at 21-20. And we've got 8:50 to go in the half. The drive down to the baseline and the leaner won't go down. We're going to get the under 10 break. Joseph, it is our media timeout, and we're going to enjoy it here. 8:48 to go. Opening half of the men's game. It's a tight one. Pride 21, Ravens 20.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Well, Welcome back to Benedictine Basketball here on CARE Radio. And while we've got you here, we'll just take a quick look at the games that went around on the ladies' side. You mentioned that Benedictine coming up a little bit short to Clark here earlier in the first game, the noon game, 77-63. Other noon games found Grandview over at Missouri Valley, 79-68, and Culver Stockton downing Baker, 77-69. It was Mount Mercy defeating Park, 83-73. There are a couple of 2 o'clock games just getting underway. No incoming scores yet as Peru is at Evangel and Penn is at Mid-America. So that all said, let's get back to this men's game. And the first free throw, good, but the second one is not. And it is a 22-20 lead for Clark. 8:40 to go, first half. Here comes Benedictine. Ungushik with the basketball, feeds it down to the right side to Timmy. Jaden backs in, drops his shoulder, goes up, draws a foul. Jaden Timmy's going to come to the free throw line. He's fouled in there by Legerian Spinks. And again, we mentioned Legerian, a big guy underneath Jaden, holding his own as he was working him backward. And we're going to see the Ravens come to the line here. At the stripe for BC, Jaden Timmy, a 77.3% free throw shooter on the year. His first one is up and good. One more coming up here for Jaden Timmy. That is his fourth point of the game, and this second free throw will be his fifth. And we are tied now at 22. With 8.5 to go, still in the first half. Fairly high-scoring game, probably a little higher scoring than Coach Moody might prefer. He likes to see him keep his opponents, you know, maybe a little shorter than that. Here's a ball coming down the court. The Pride will take it, drive it down into the middle, kick it back out on top. 3-point shot is going to be up and good. And the Pride push their lead back to 3 at 25-22. 8 minutes to go in the first half. 25-22, Clark out front. Benedictine and Clark having a good game here. And again, we were talking a little bit about the scoring kind of numbers. Coach Moody would rather see his team hold the opponent middle 60s, I suspect. You know, it's kind of a goals-type number for him. So we'll kind of see how that all shakes out. Right now, though, with 25 and 8 to go, you're going to be more 80-ish kind of points given up, and that's probably quite a bit bigger number than the Benedictine defense might want to have. Wait for him to get things back underway here. Is there? Officials taking care of a little business. Tell you what, Joseph, while they're doing that, we're going to take a quick break. What do you say? We're going to take a little timeout with 8 minutes to go in the half. Pride 25, Ravens 22.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Hey, welcome back to Benedictine Basketball here on CARE Radio. Ravens on the road in the Kiel Center on the campus of Clark University, Dubuque, Iowa. We're down to just under 6 minutes to play in the first half. And Benedictine trails Clark now 30-24. Welcome back, everybody. For the Ravens, here they're continuing to be led by Preston Reynolds with 8 points. Preston Reynolds hits that free throw. Sam Ungushik with 6. Jaden Timmy with 5. 4 for Tyson Caffey. 3 apiece for Ahmad Lewis and Braden Belt. For Clark, Luster with 14. And Chandler Dean with 10. Here we go. After a couple of free throws, it is now 30-26. Benedictine trending the ball game by 4. Clark with the basketball. We're getting in front of the Raven bench. They'll have it up top side. Anthony Eddy with the ball. Swings it over to the left side. Luster, that's a long three, but misses, and a long rebound pulled down by the Ravens. It's going to be knocked out of Sam's hands. He has to go back all the way to the baseline to recover that thing before it gets out of bounds, and BC's back on offense. 5:20 to play. First half. Ravens around to the left side. It's going to be Preston Reynolds. He'll start to drive into the middle. Now back it away. Crosses over. Dumps it over to the left side to Ungashik. Sam starts up. Comes right. Fades away. Pulls up three and hits it. Sam Ungashik with his second to three in the afternoon. And it is 30-29. Clark by one. 5 minutes to go. Luster dumps it over to the right side. Clark's tried to drive down to the baseline. The Raymond defense stepping it up a little bit more now. With the ball, it's going to be Cheney. And now the shot goes up, and it's going to be good. So Clark knocks that down. 33-29. 4:40 to go. Fading away, 12-footer, Benedictine, Braden Belt for two. So Belt hits that one, and it's 33-31. And we're down to 4.5 to go. Again, just when you think Benedictine's going to start, you know, slowing the game down and defensively tightening it up, these two teams go on some kind of a scoring run, and it's all the way down to the baseline left. Clark will drive the baseline, put it out on top straight away. It's a three in, out, no, tipped up, no, rebound tipped away, and Isaac Cathy's just going to slap it over to Ungashik. Couldn't quite get a handle on it, and Sam's outlet pass into the other end of the court finds no teammates near, goes out of bounds. Back it will come to Clark. 4:05 to go with a half. 33-31, Pride in front. Clark will make a couple of substitutions. We've got Cheney coming into the game. He'll be in there with Daquan Lewis, Anthony Eddy, Latarian Spinks. Inside four to go in the first half. Clark topside with it. Spinks will play it up between the circles. Dump it over to the right side. Now they'll reverse the ball, take it around to the left. Shot clock, plenty of time, still at 15. Back out on top with it is going to go Rob Cheney. Cheney brings it to Luster. His dark right, goes left, goes into the lane. They'll push off with the forearm, and there's that offensive foul. Benedictine is going to have it back, and the Ravens will make a couple of substitutions here. We'll pick them up as we go. 3:39 left. Here comes BC. Ravens into the lane. The runner off the window, no. Rebound, Preston. Brings it out on top. The three-pointer, no. Rebound, Clark. Right with the ball, up a pair. 3:20 to go in the half. Again, the big man out on top, Spinks with it. He'll work it around the outside, swing it over to the left. One in the middle, finding nothing there. Spinks is swinging it from side to side, trying to get the ball away. We'll work it back around to the right side. Inside three to go in the half now. The shot from the outside, no. Rebound, Benedictine. Still 33-31. BC goes left, shoots. All the way around, but wouldn't fall in. Clark back the other way. Preston Reynolds had a good look at the rim, but just would not quite crawl down for him. Here come the Pride. Quickly down the right side, an 11-footer. It's good. 2 points there for Anthony Eddy. And we've got 2:30 to go in the first half. So Anthony Eddy hits the jump shot. On the left side, cutting back to the right. Spinning, twisting, Ahmad in the lane forever. He's got to get out of there. Coach is on his feet, screaming 3 seconds. And finally, that's the call that's going to get made from the far side. So Benedictine is going to turn it over. More substitutions coming in the last couple of minutes of the first half. Out there for Clark now is going to be Luster, Cheney, Eddy, Lewis, Spinks. Clark with a basketball, and Biggie will move it over to the right side. Looks in. No. Ravens in a player defense, matching it up top side. Back around to the right they go, and they're just swinging it from elbow to elbow, working it around, looking into the middle. Ravens giving him very little. Now here, just falling away with the shot clock winding down. The shot's going to miss, and Benedictine coming up with a rebound. We've got a Clark player on the floor over whom Benedictine falls, and we will have a foul called on Chandler Dean. Tyson Camp is going to come back in the game, replacing Benedictine's Preston Reynolds. Also, you got to get Daquan Lewis in for Clark. Here comes BC. Ravens up the floor. Uncle Schick will dump it over to the right side. Takes it back from Ahmad. Goes into the lane. Kicks it on top and throws it away. Uncle Schick with a turnover. And on the upcourt play, the Ravens trying to steal it back. And we're going to get a foul called against Ahmad Lewis. Down to a minute and a half to go in the half. 35-31 Pride. The ball will be coming in just behind midcourt. And Clark will take it across the center. Over to the right, they'll go with it. Biggie Buster. He's done a great job running this club. Here's a three-point shot. Knocking it down is Anthony Eddie. So Eddie hits the three. It is now 38-31. Clark putting a little bit of distance between themselves and the Ravens for the second time this afternoon. They lead by seven. Right side, Tyson Caffey twists and turns, gets a shot off and scores it. 38-33, and Benedictine staying tight in the last minute here of the half. Clark, the perimeter, again, back and forth, making that Raven defense run, trying to make, get him to work through some screens and try to jam him up in the middle. We're going to get another three-point shot. It's good from the outside. Eddie hits another three, and it's 41-33. Half a minute to go in the half. Ravens three, no. Long rebound, Benedictine. BC is going to control it down, and now the pass across court, stolen. Here comes Clark. The lob across, the tip is missed. Clark really missing a golden opportunity for an easy two right there. The clock's off. We're down to the last 10, 9, 7. Riding it out toward halftime. Ravens will drive the baseline, falling away. The shot off the window. It's good at the buzzer, and it's halftime. So give Benedictine the bucket with moments before halftime by Sam Ungershick, and they take it to the locker room. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you at the break. It is Clark 41, Benedictine 35.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and PowerStroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Benedictine basketball this afternoon. Ravens trailing the Pride by a half dozen, 41-35. A look at the first half scoring for you. For Benedictine. Well, let's go for Clark first. For Clark, wow. All I can say is wow. Three guys are doing the carrying of the load. Biggie Luster, 14. Chandler Dean, 12. And 11 for Anthony Eddy. After those three, you got Majerian Spinks with 3 points and one for Daquan Lewis, and that's it. So you know where the points are coming from. For Clark, and they're shooting well. We'll talk about that. For Benedictine, very balanced as both Sam Ungershick and Preston Reynolds have 8. Tyson Caffey with 6, 5 apiece. Jaden Timian, Braden Belt, and Ahmad Lewis knocking down 3 for Benedictine. Shooting percentages, startling. Benedictine is 12 of 24, 50%. Clark, 14 of 28, 50%. Clark at the outside, 10 of 21. That's good. 47, almost 48% 3-point shooting, where Benedictine is 4 of 14. Hitting 28% at the free throw line. Benedictine is perfect, 7 of 7, and Clark is 3 of 6. Turnovers, there's your problem. For BC, 10 first half turnovers. Clark has only turned it over 3 times. Total rebounds, though, Benedictine 18. Clark with 10 rebounds in the first half. For BC, the contrast in comparison to the game a couple of nights ago down in Parkville, Braden Belt. He is a tremendous scorer, but sometimes shooters will just have a day when they don't want to fall. And after a night in Parkville where nothing missed, here today, Braden is 2 of 9 and 1 of 8 three-point shooting. What you've got to look at that and say is the averages will work themselves out, and in the second half, he's due to really, really have a big half. We'll look forward to that, and we'll look forward to bringing you the second half of the Guys Game Live here on Care Radio, the second half of our College Hoops doubleheader coming up here shortly. But right now, we're going to take a little interlude, if you wouldn't mind. We got a halftime here in Dubuque. Intermission score, Clark 41, Benedictine 35. We're going to kick it back to our man Joseph in the Care Radio Holiday Sports Studio. We'll be back here shortly.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Skyway Vapes in Atchison at 711 Commercial Street is decorated for Christmas. And they've got some great gift-giving ideas for that special vapor in your life. How about $6 and $8 gift bags and gift certificates, right along with a full line of Delta products and accessories, and all the e-juice from salts to sub-ohm juice, all available on their shelves right now. Skyway Vapes in downtown Atchison. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 9, and Sundays, noon to 7.
Atchison is experiencing unusually high flu numbers this season, and there's a nationwide shortage of treatment medication available for this viral disease. This year's flu vaccine has been highly effective in fighting the strain of flu that's been going around. One more convenient flu shot event is being offered on Wednesday, December 21st from 1 to 4 p.m. in the primary care area of Amberwell Atchison. No registration or appointment is required, and flu vaccines are free with most insurance plans. Don't miss this opportunity to protect you and your family from the flu.
Good afternoon. This is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you Benedictine College basketball action as they're on the road in Clark. In Dubuque, Iowa, at Clark, I'm sorry. Coming up on the Care Sports schedule, Monday evening at 6 o'clock, we'll have girls basketball as Valley Falls is traveling to Donovan West. Then at 8 p.m. Monday evening, we will have the boys game in that series. Coming up on Tuesday, we've got ACCHS versus Horton. Again, the girls game is currently scheduled for 6 o'clock. The boys should take to the court sometime around 7 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with the scores as I have them.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison. Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
Taking a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference, we've got some finals in women's basketball. It was Grandview over Missouri Valley, 79-68. Culver-Stockton beat Baker earlier today with a final score of the Culver-Stockton Ladies 77, Baker 69. Park was defeated by Mount Mercy, 83-73. At the start of, near the end of the second, with about 3 minutes and 28 seconds left, it's Evangel leading Peru State 30-21. And in the final that we listened to on the game earlier today, it was Clark 77, Lady Ravens 63. I'll be back with the men's scores in just a moment.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. The December blizzard of the month is Reese's Take 5. Also, try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. Sounds incredible. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill, and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your sports bar for all seasons.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Taking a look at men's basketball games in action right now. With 8 minutes and 4 seconds left in the first half, it is Culver-Stockton leading Baker 17-13. At the half, it is Mount Mercy leading Park 37-27. And in this game, we've got Clark at 41 points to the Ravens 35. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Summer golf and weekend barbecuing will soon be behind us. With Raven football and fall upon us, it may be a great time to review your investment and retirement portfolio. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's healthy to prepare for the coming winter. If you're looking for a second opinion or a financial planning review, give them a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth Management, Atchison, Kansas. Hamada Wealth Management, a new name in town, providing old-fashioned financial services. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services. Insurance offered through an Avantax-affiliated insurance agency.
Here's your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Bright sunshine expected this afternoon with a high of 30. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, lows level off around 13. High of 39 tomorrow. Mid-30s Monday with mixed precipitation possible at times. Low 20s Tuesday. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow night through Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 32 degrees outside. I got excited because we have reached freezing. The sun is shining right now. We've got a little bit of fair conditions for a moment. The wind has not died down, so it still has a feels-like temperature of 21 out there. The wind is now coming out of the due west at 15 miles per hour. Relative humidity is sitting at 44%. The dew point is 12 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure is steady at 30.07 inches of mercury. We'll be joining Tom Couts courtside in just about a minute.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
I hear that, and I think Run, Run, Rudolph. I don't know if that's fair or not, but that's what I kind of think about. So, welcome back to college basketball this afternoon here on Care Radio Z. Benedict and Ravens on the road in Dubuque, Iowa. About ready to go in the second half, and it's a 41-35 Pride lead over BC. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph in the Care Sports Studio. I thought, and I'm not sure, I thought as we were coming back in, I could hear, like, the rustling of, like, jingle bells in the background, but I'm not certain, but I wouldn't be surprised. Joseph, thank you very much for all that work back there. Tom Couch with you. And for Benedict, and, you know, you're right there. You got a good Clark team that you're playing here today, 7-4, 2-3 in the conference, tied with Benedict in the conference. And for the Ravens, you know, you just got to be saying, we're shooting pretty well from the floor, hit a few more of those outside shots, right back in this thing. Maybe cut down a little bit on the turnovers, and that's going to be the difference in the ballgame. In fact, right now the difference in the ballgame exactly is the points off turnovers. I mentioned at the end of the half, Ravens have turned it over 10 times to Clark's 3. Points off turnovers, Clark has scored 11 off turnovers, Benedict and 5. 6 points difference there. It's a 41-35 game right now. The math, pretty self-evident. That said, we're set to go and to begin the second half. It is going to be the starting original five for both of these clerks. It'll be Biggie Luster and Chandler Dean, Chris Burnell, Anthony Eddy, Daquan Lewis. Remember, Luster has 14, Dean has 12, and Eddy, 11 points already in the game for Benedictine. Sam Ungashik and Preston Reynolds, Ahmad Lewis, Braden Bell and Tyson Caffey. And again, your perimeter shooters, Ahmad Lewis, Braden Bell, with 3 and 5 points each. They're the guys that you're going to be looking to score. Fouls have been almost stunningly absent in the course of this first half. Benedictine committed 5 first-half fouls. Clark committed 6. There is no one on either of these teams in any kind of foul trouble whatsoever. So here we go. Alternate possession awards the basketball to Clark to begin the second half. And we're getting underway. Clark will be putting it in from the far side and going from right to left across your dial in this second half. Clark will get over to the right side, lob it out on top, which almost over and back, but saved very nicely topside by Anthony Eddy. To start to the left side, kick over to Daquan Lewis, back to the baseline left. Burnell has it, goes into the lane, little sky hook, wide right, followed up, swept away. The ball is on the floor, rolling around with it, and the shot is going to be up. It's an air ball short, and it is going to be Benedictine basketball as it goes out of bounds. A turnover by Clark, 19:29 to go in the second half. And again, when that shot goes out of bounds, it's just like same as throwing it out of bounds. I mean, it didn't hit anything. It did brush the bottom of the net, though, as it went across. BC is going to bring it up the floor. Sam works it down the left side, dribbling now in toward the middle, stops at the top, his pass in the middle is going to be deflected and stolen away, so you've got Ungashik with a turnover and then trying to steal it back. Going to get a foul called on Tyson Caffey. So Tyson Caffey will pick up his first foul this afternoon, coming at 19:20 to go in the game. Coach Moody on his feet at the very limit of the coaching box. The pass down to the back door, and the ball is going to be stripped free and knocked away out of bounds. Clark will be putting it back in play down to their baseline. 19 on the shot clock. 19:09 to go in the game. Clark will inbound it from right under the goal. That's always a hard place to bring it in. And you're going to have Burnell doing the inbound work. He'll dish it over to the left side. And back out on top they come. Working around the perimeter. Here's a three. Short. Rebounding it off the floor. Benedictine. Raymond's coming up with the basketball, and here's Belch coming up the floor with it. He'll weave his way over to the left side. He'll pull up the running three, and there it is. These are the things we were talking about at halftime. The Ravens are going to want to look for it. Braden Belch hits a three right out of the gate. Draws Benedictine to within three at 41-38. 18:40 to go. Ravens have trailed by as many as seven a couple of times, but Clark has never been able to put together that big lead, that double-digit one that always seems to be that psychological barrier, if you will, for teams. It's always something about that double-digit thing. Here's a shot by Clark from the outside. It's no good, and the long rebound is going to be hauled down by Tyson Cassidy. Benedictine taking it the other way. 18:15 to go in the game. Ravens around to the left side. Ungershick will hold it up high above his head, kick it out on top. Preston Reynolds goes into the lane, puts an underhand shot up off the window, and good. Preston Reynolds, first Raven to 10. And it is 41-40. 2 minutes gone, second half. Topside with it. Clark launching a three that goes up into the support. We saw this happen in the girls' game. We see it in the guys' game. For Clark, how they roll this up is it's got a big tether. And it's not on like a rod or anything. It's got a strap, if you will. And it rolls up to the near the center of the roof. And as a result of that, that strap goes back at a rather slow angle. And so it's out in the middle of the floor quite a bit. You'd think that some shots could actually even hit that thing, but apparently it's not too big a deal. Here's the Ravens still on offense. The three-point shot. Nope. Rebound. Clark. 17-20 to play. 17-17 to play in the game. Clark with the basketball, leading by only one. 41-40. So for Benedictine, that last trip was a big opportunity to have taken a lead. And now here's a gliding layup from along the baseline. It is going to be up and good for Chandler Dean. And we'll get a Clark timeout. Let's do it, Joseph. Taking a break with the Pride at 17:06 to go in the game. Clark 43, Benedictine 40.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
These two teams are at 11 and 12 games, respectively, end of the season, and you can see how very differently they go about things. Each team is, you know, three losses. The Ravens are 3-3 in the conference. Clark is 2-3, and they go about it a different way. Clark, in 11 games, is averaging almost 80 points, over 79 points a game. Benedictine, in 12 games, averaging 65 a game. We referred to it in the first half, and I think it's a recurring theme for Coach Moody, and he will tell you, I think, very happily that we want to play defense. We like to hold teams to small numbers, and that's how the Ravens have done things. 65 points for them, but Clark wants to get up and down. They want to put points on the board. Field goal percentages, Clark does that. They're shooting 48% as a team, hitting 35% three-pointers on a season, and 70% at the free throw line. So all in all, Clark is a very offensive-minded team. But Benedictine out-rebounds Clark, and again, you compare the defensive numbers, Benedictine has a lead in that. So a couple of very interesting contrasts in style. As the Ravens come down the court, they made a substitution in that last timeout, bringing Jaden Timmy into the game, and Timmy gets fouled coming to the line here at 16:50 to go. First free throw for Timmy is up and good. He's 3 of 3 at the line. Second free throw's up and good. He's 4 of 4 at the line, and we're back to a one-point game at 43-42. Officials taking a moment, making a substitution into the game during that timeout. Here come the Pride. Clark and the four Ravens extend their defense all the way out. They're almost lined up across the free throw line. Nobody down low, and now they're going to fall back in a little matchup. Here's a left side 17-footer that comes off the rim twice, missing, and Benedictine pulls down the rebound. Take it down by Reynolds. Now he'll go to the left side, all the way under the hoop. A couple of head fakes later, he's up and in. And with that bucket, Benedictine is in front. Ravens take a lead for the first time since the opening basket of the game, and it is 44-43 Benedictine. 16:15 to play. That means there's a lot of basketball to go. Here comes Legerian Spinks. He travels with the ball, and Benedictine is going to have it back. Now, the reason Legerian traveled with the ball, it is a rule that has been written in granite. You can never go against the rule. Five should never dribble a basketball. Simple as that. Big guy was trying to drive it in the middle and mishandles it. Ravens come off the court. Inside 16 to go in the ball game. Benedictine with the ball and a one-point lead. Little scoop pass over to the right block. Backing in, leaning in, turning, shooting, scoring. How about that play for Benedictine? Power move into the middle by Jaden Timmy. 46-43, Ravens by three. Clark down floor with it. They'll try to drive in the middle. The ball breaks free. It's on the floor. Clark picks it up. Now it's going to be stolen away by the Ravens. Benedictine with numbers. Down the right side. In, up, missed it. Followed up, missed it. And on that first shot, a foul was called. Is the Ravens on the breakaway. Looked like it was going to be an easy driving layup underneath there. And instead, the defender who is trailing the play up the court says, I'm not going to let you have it so easily as that. Bryson LaRue will come to the free throw line, having been fouled right there. The foul was by Chris Brunell. The first free throw for Bryson is up and good. So Bryson LaRue will have his first point this afternoon. And before the second free throw, we're going to get a timeout taken. Let's do it. Taking a break with Clark at 15:25 to go in the ballgame, where it's Benedictine 47 and Clark 43.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
To go in the ball game, 47-43, Benedictine. Second free throw is up as we come back to play, and it is not good, and Clark will come up with the basketball. Out on the court for the Pride now, Luster, Dean, Cheney, Eddie, and Spinks. Clark works it out at the top of the key. They'll dish it over to the left side to Biggie. Luster will go baseline, drives across, throws it over deep into the right corner. The official says as he drove to the baseline, he steps on it. And the defense, provided by Preston Reynolds, forces a turnover by Biggie Luster, and Benedictine will have a back in play from deep in the backcourt. 15 minutes to go in the game. 47-43. Ravens out front. BC will take it back up to the top side. LaRue will have it. We've got a Raven player flying across the floor. No foul call there. BC will take it out on top, drive into the lane, kick it back to LaRue. Following up a three. Nope. Offensive rebound, Reynolds. BC out on top. Bunny hop into the lane. The finger roll is going to be up and good. Ravens push their lead now to 49-43. Benedictine up a half a dozen. Inside 14 and a half to play. Clark puts up a shot and misses. Here comes Benedictine. And this is what we talked about. For the Ravens, the numbers are going to work out. You maybe have an off shooting first half. You're going to anticipate, certainly you're going to hope, that balances itself out with a better second half. And here's a driving, spinning, twisting shot up and good. Jaden Timmy for two more. 51-43. Benedictine is on an 11-0 run. We're inside 14 to go. Clark, out on top. You can tell they're feeling a little bit of pressure now, maybe a little desperation. Makes you make a bad decision, makes you take bad shots. Maybe, like there, it makes you bounce the ball off the side of your foot and lose it out of play. Clark will turn it over and Benedict it. We'll have an end play from deep into the backcourt, and that has got Clark's Legerian Sphinx really upset. He's walking off the floor, just kind of waving his arms and talking to himself because he knows there's nobody around him, nobody forced it, just a silly error, and they happen. 13:40 to play. Ravens back down the floor with it. 51-43, Benedictine. Kemi outside the right block, backs in, goes across the lane, puts it back off on top. BC will work it first to the right side, then to the left. Sam will take it all the way to the baseline. No shot. Comes back off on top to Belt. Back over to Sam. He'll go baseline. Defenders surround him, and the ball is going to be stolen away by Luster. Here comes Biggie. 13-13 to go in the game. Over to the left side with it is Tony Eddy. Eddy gets it over to Chandler Dean. Here's Luster into the lane. Little layup is up and pretty. So Luster breaks that Benedictine 11-0 run. It is 51-45. Inside 13 minutes to play. BC with the ball. Very patient now, working around the outside. You can have a little different approach. You can be a little more patient when you are in front, not having to battle from behind. Here's a three. It's up and good! From deep on the right side for Benedictine. The three-pointer on its way and in for Braden Belt. So Belt finds the range. And it's 54-45. Here's a three on the other end. 54-48. So as quickly as Belt hit a three, Anthony Eddy hits a three, and Benedictine back up court with the basketball, still leading it by a half dozen. For just a moment, they were up by nine. Here's a shot from underneath that misses, and Clark coming out with a rebound. Here comes the pride. 12 minutes to go in the game. Down the left side, it's going to be Luster. Brings it back up on top, squaring up above the circle. No shot taken. They'll dish it over to the right side. The step inside, the shot blocked at the baseline. They're going to call Timmy for a foul by Benedictine. The whistle is going to be on the Ravens. Jaden Timmy committing the foul with 11:53 to play. Coming to the line for Clark is going to be Drake Hamill. Now, we don't hear a lot about Drake Hamill, but he's going to step up there. Drake is a perfect free throw shooter this season. He is 2 of 2. And now he is 3 of 3. So Drake Hamill hits the first one, and he will hit the second one. So he continues to be perfect at the line this season. He's a 6'5" junior from Hamilton, Illinois, coming out of John Wood Community College. So it's 54-50 Benedictine with 11:45 left. And now on the other end of the court, the Ravens' three-point shot. It's up and good again. And Benedictine continues to now zero in on that three-point range. We're going to get another timeout taken by Clark. We'll enjoy the break at 11:43 to go in the game. Benedictine 57, Clark 50.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Remember halftime, we were kind of running through the numbers, and one of the things we talked about was Braden Belt had played so well against Park several days ago, and then so far in the first half here tonight, was just kind of battling it a little bit, but you kind of thought it was going to work itself out. Well, it's working itself out all right. Braden Belt, who at halftime had 5 points, we are 8 minutes into the second half. He's got 16 points. He has scored 11 points in the first 8 minutes of the second half. So that's just a matter of the numbers working themselves out, and he has helped Benedictine put together the 7-point lead, 57-50 with 11:43 to go. But still, this game is on pace to be a really high-scoring contest. good for Clark. Kind of where they expect to be, averaging 80 a game for Benedict and averaging 65. This is pretty thin air up here. Here's a long three-point shot for Clark that misses, and BC will come down with a rebound. Slide to the other end of the court. The dish will go over to the left side. The baseline three, in and out. No, Clark will clear the rebound down. Benedict not particularly patient on that last offensive hold. Here's the three on the other end for Clark, and that's what they like to do. The three is up and good. It is now 57-53. 11 minutes to play. BC underneath, and the layup is going to be up and good. Tyson Caffey, 59-53. That was a 10-second possession for the Ravens. And again, I suspect Coach Moody would prefer seeing those possessions last twice that. Ravens back up the floor. If you keep your possessions twice as long, does the math work that you're going to give your opponents maybe half as many possessions? Here's a driving layup. It's going to be up and good. A whistle. Is it going to count or is it not? And Ravens are out there lobbying for that basket to be good and a plus one. But the official says, nah, you know what? You're just going to put this thing in play over here. BC is going to bring it in. Belt for three. Off the rim. Rebound, Clark. 10-20 left in the game. 59-53. Ravens in front. Clark will have it around to the left side. Benedict is staying in that player defense. What they do. How will they play? Here's a baseline three from the left side. Nope. Rebound tipped out and into the hands of a Benedictine player. Ravens are going to come up the floor. And it come into Ungashik's hands. He'll get it over to Preston, and Reynolds will run it up the floor, taking it all the way to the top of the key, now keeping the dribble alive as we're inside 10. Goes up. We're going to be due the media timeout here soon. Back over the first to the left, then to the right. Ravens go in, go up, out the window. It's good. Driving shot, Sam Ungashik. He's in double-figure scoring. 61-53, Benedictine by 8. 9:30 to play in the game. Clark will dump it over to the right side and back on top. Swings it over to Brunell. Back on top. The three for Lester. Nope. Rebound, Ravens. Preston coming out with the basketball. Nothing but Benedictine jerseys inside the three-point arc, waiting for that board to come down as Clark had already taken the defense and gone back the other way. 9:20 left in the game. Pass comes on top. Belt will go three. There it is again! Benedictine, the long three-point shot. And up court with the basketball comes Clark. Braden Belt makes it 64-53, and the Ravens push their lead to 11. Biggest advantage for Benedictine this afternoon with 8:45 to go. The feed to the left side of the lane, on the floor once, turning, shooting, missing. Foul shot, no. Rebound, BC. Now with that 11-point lead and 8.5 minutes to play, I'm certain Coach Moody is going to try to express to his team, be very patient, be selective, and instead Timmy puts up the long three. It misses. Tipped up by Tyson twice, missed it. Tipped up by Tyson a third time, missed it. 3-point blank shots for Tyson Caffey, none of which would fall. And now we're going to get a stoppage to play, and we will get our under 10 timeout. Taking a break at 8:20 to go in the ball game. From Dubuque, Iowa, the Ravens lead Clark 64-53.
Skyway Vapes in Atchison at 711 Commercial Street is decorated for Christmas. And they've got some great gift-giving ideas for that special vapor in your life. How about $6 and $8 gift bags and gift certificates, right along with a full line of Delta products and accessories, and all the e-juice from salts to sub-ohm juice, all available on their shelves right now. Skyway Vapes in downtown Atchison. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 9, and Sundays, noon to 7.
Benedictine Ravens to put together an 11-point lead. And we are coming back out of the media timeout. Out on the floor for BC will come Sam Ungashick and Preston Reynolds with Ahmad Lewis, Jaden Timmy, and Tyson Caffey. On the court for Clark, now Luster with Dean, Burnell, Eddie, and Lewis. Ravens are going to put the ball in play all the way deep into the backcourt, and they will walk it back up the floor. Preston Reynolds had to go back almost to the back goal to catch that ball. Ravens will bring it up, out on top with it. It's going to be Ahmad. The feed over to the left. Belt goes a little head fake. Can't get the shot away. Now defenders will sandwich him, steal the ball away, and Clark will come away with that basketball. Down top side with it. Here goes Chris Burnell. All the way inside the lane. Nothing to it. Jumps it back off up top. Stepping into the lane. The dish over to the left side. Left-handed three-point shot. No good. Rebound tipped around. Benedictine is going to haul it down. And the Ravens again will have time to take the ball up the floor. Be very deliberate. Take some time off the clock. See if they can't add to what is still an 11-point lead. 64-53. 7.5 to go. Underneath the goal, no shot available, and the pass out on top is thrown away. Outlet down the left side. The driving layup misses. Rebound, Benedictine. Luster was all alone. There was no defender within 8 to 10 feet of him. He just laid it up, and it rolled around the back of the rim and off the side. Here comes the BC offense. Preston Reynolds over to the right side, down near the baseline, comes out on top, Jaden Timmy. Back to Reynolds. Reynolds, Lewis, Timmy, LaRue, and Caffey now. BC will throw up a shot as the shot clock is winding down. It's going to miss and go out of bounds. I think that's exactly what Coach Moody had in mind right there. But that's kind of how it went. Benedictine is going to make an adjustment or two, and here comes Clark. 64-53 Ravens. And we've been stuck on this score for almost 3 minutes now. Clark will ease over to the left side. Think about the three. They won't. Come back out on top to Chandler Dean. BC's very good with Clark's patience. Here's a three. Got it! From deep for the right side for Clark. The three-point shot by Daquan Lewis, and we've got a pride timeout. Let's do it, Joseph. It's getting away. 6:28 to go in the game. Benedictine 64, Clark 56.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays, and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Okay, if you like to do the math, you know, and extrapolate, and it kind of amuses me to do that sometimes, you would realize that Benedict took an 11-point lead at about 9 minutes to go into the game. 2.5 minutes elapsed before the next points were scored. They were scored by Clark. So if you can continue to just kind of think that that can continue, Clark cannot win this game because they're at 2.5 minutes. We're down to 6 minutes to play. They would need 3 possessions to win it. Then again, none of that means anything as BC comes down the floor, puts up a shot, it's no good. Rebound is on the floor, out of bounds, it'll be Raven basketball. But kind of fun to look at the numbers. And what it does really is illustrate and highlight the fact that if you go that kind of a duration without putting any points on the board, I mean, there's absolutely nothing good about that for your team. BC is going to take Jaden Timmy out of the game. Braden Belt will come back in for the Ravens. 6:05 to play. Out on top with it for Benedict and Tyson Caffey. He's got it on the right side of the lane. Kisses it off the window. Missed another layup. And rebound is going to be lost out of bounds. Off Caffey. Back it will come to Clark with 5:56 to go. Clark got plenty of time. They only trail in the game by 8 with 5:48 to go. So here's a little falling away shot from 12. Made it look easy and as simple as that. Number one, Chris Burnell gets his first points of the game, which is kind of startling because he's one of this team's better scorers. And it's right back to a 2-possession Raven lead, 64-58. Driving in, Ahmad. Oh, that was a spectacular shot. Caroming off the window and in. Ahmad Lewis with the layup. It is 66-58, Benedictine. And we've got 5:17 left. 16-footer from the right side. In, out, and in again. So count the buckets, 66-60. And we are at the 5-minute to play point. Skip pass to Tyson, feeds underneath, the shot off the window, and good. Tyson Caffey did a nice job of realizing he had help coming from the right side. He got the ball to his teammate who laid it up and in, 68-60. And now the shot underneath misses, rebound. Ramos had it, lost it, picked back up by Clark, and Benedictine's going to slap it out of bounds. Now one of the camera guys back there taking photographs is going to chase the ball back across the practice floor. 4:38 to play. Jaden Timmy into the game. Tyson Caffey out. Timmy, Belt, Lewis, Reynolds, and Ungashik. There's your Benedictine five right now. 4.5 to go. Clark with the basketball, down 8. The feed to the right side. Nothing to it. Out on top. It's a 3. Rattles it home. Big, big 3-point shot, Dean Chandler. 68-63. Clark is back within 5 at 4:14 to go. Ravens working against a player deep in. Way out on top, it'll come to Preston. He'll start down the right side, now try to back in, and has the ball batted away. It's loose on the floor. Clark's going to pick it up, and Reynolds with an unforced turnover. Here come the Pride. They're down 5, 3:50 to go, and we get a foul topside against Benedictine. The foul is going to be on Preston Reynolds. Sam Ungashik is in. Here comes Clark, putting the ball in play, 3:50 to go. Over to the right side, cutting into the lane, the feed across, the layup is up, a good take, one Lewis. And we will get another, is that a timeout, or is that going to be a foul on top of it? We're going to get the bucket plus one. Jaquan Lewis, and then a foul by Braden Belt. So Lewis will have a golden opportunity at a three-point play. He doesn't hit a lot of those. Didn't get that many chances. He doesn't shoot threes, but he's got a chance for a three the old way. Free throw is good. So Daquan Lewis makes this a 2-point game, 68-66 with 3.5 to go. 9 points down for Lewis. And Benedictine's upcourt pass knocked away and out of bounds. You hear the crowd loving it. Daquan Lewis got a hand on it. He's got it charged up. Coach Moody says, you know what? I got to get my team charged up. I'm going to take a timeout and see if I can make that happen. Taking a break with the Ravens, Joseph. 3:36 to go. A lot of action in front of us. It is Benedictine 68, Clark 66.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. The December blizzard of the month is Reese's Take 5. Also, try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. Sounds incredible. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
.36 remain to play here this afternoon in the second half of our high school hoops doubleheader on K-Radio. The opening game found the home team, Clark, winning against the Lady Ravens. Guys are trying to see if we can get a Benedictine split out of this, but their lead, which a moment ago had gone to 11, has now been trimmed down to only 2. BC was up 64-53, but now leading at 68-66. For Benedictine, Ungashik, Reynolds, Lewis, Timmy, and Belt. Braden Belt, after a slow first half, is at 19 points now. Ungashik 10, Timmy 11. The ball is going to come in deep into the backcourt, and the Ravens will bring it back up the floor. 3.5 to go as they come across the timeline. Reynolds will have it on the left side, comes back out on top. Belt will handle it to Reynolds. The feed down low, it's going to be off the hands, and Benedictine will turn it over. Golden opportunity for Clark to take back a lead. Benedictine now clinging to the two-point advantage with 3:20 to go. Back up on top, they're going to find Luster. Biggie was huge in the first half of this game. You know they're going to look to lean on him as we get into the stretch. He's the kind of guy who can get you points when you need him. Here's the little falling away shot. It bounces and wiggles and rolls and goes in. The bucket by Chris Brunell. We are tied at 68. So the 11-point lead, that's just a distant happy memory. Benedictine back up the floor with it. Ball's going to be slapped away and knocked out of bounds. Away from Braden Belt. And we're going to see Tyson Caffey come back into the game. He's going to take out Preston Reynolds. Caffey, Belt, Timmy, Lewis, and Ungashik out there now for BC. Lewis, Eddie Brunell, Dean, and Luster for Clark. Ravens put the ball in. Shot clock at 13. They're just standing with it. Shot clock at 10. Still holding it up topside. Shot clock at 7. Driving into the lane, stopping. Bunny hop, falling away. Shot is up and good. The falling away shot by Braden Belt for 2. Benedictine goes up now 70-68. We've got 2:29 to go. Over to the left side, Pride with the ball. Getting down to these tough minutes. Driving in the layup. It's good. Driving, knifing layup is going to be up and good. Chris Brunell, and we're tied again at 70. 2:10 to play. Here's Ungashik with it on the right side. He will kick it off on top. Now to the baseline, Ahmad. We're waiting for him to hit the three, but he won't do it. It hits long, caroms away. Clark back up court with 1:50 to go. We're tied at 70. Clark with the basketball, driving into the lane, going down the left side, changing directions, dishing it back out on top. 70-70 the score. Finger roll, shot, no, but a Raven foul. Cutting down the lane from the free throw line and right down the middle of the lane was Chandler Dean. And he's going to be coming to the free throw line here for the Pride. Chandler Dean is a 71.8% free throw shooter on the season. First one is good, and Clark is in front. Clark goes up 71-70 with 1:43 to play. One more shot coming up here. It is on its way. It is good. 72-70. Ravens back up the floor and now down a pair. Here's Ungashik with it over on the left side. Start back to the middle. Drives into the lane. Goes up. Kisses it off the window and scores and ties the game at 72. Ravens tie it up with 1:25 left. And Clark will again slowly, slow walk it up the floor. They'll cross the logo at the middle and now weave over to the left side. With the ball, Chris Brunell. He's only got 6 points and has 3 fouls tonight. Brunell drives into the circle, goes over to the right side to Biggie, back out on top to Dean. Chandler will skip pass down to the baseline left. Looking into the middle is going to be Brunell. He'll try to drive in. Great job by Timmy. Tremendous Raven defense. And the skip pass across the lane is stolen by Benedictine. Ravens come up with the basketball. We're inside 1 minute to play. Ravens have the ball tied at 72. And we're going to get a BC timeout. Coach Moody going to set the course for the last 50 seconds. We'll be back. The score, Ravens 72, Pride 72.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Pretty exciting moments here for Benedict. And in the Kiel Center, somebody's hoping to open up that early Christmas surprise and have a big, big, exciting win here today. It's going to be a big win for one of these teams. as this game has gone back and forth, and now it is blocked up. 72-72. Benedictine with the basketball inside, 50 to go. Topside with it. Belt will go over to the right side, drive toward the baseline. Now dribbling back out on top, cut across the lane, feeds it over to the left side. Jaden Timmy will go in, and he will slip, and the ball gets away. It's going to get away and go out of bounds. And they're going to call an offensive foul on Jaden Timmy. So Jaden will pick up the player control foul, and the shot clock and game clock are 5 seconds apart. Timmy's going to come out of the game. 35 seconds to go, still tied at 72. Benedictine is going to take Jaden out and bring Preston Reynolds into the game. You would expect Clark to get this thing to midcourt and maybe see if they can't get something easy and take a timeout. No, coach is right up on his feet. He's taking a timeout right here. Joseph, let's do it. 29 seconds left in the game. What a finish in store. Benedictine 72, Clark 72.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill, and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
So the crowd is small but vocal here, and why wouldn't you be? With 29 seconds to go in a ball game, it is a 72-72 contest. Clark will have it in play, cutting out of the timeout they just called. 24 on the shot clock. Again, 29 seconds to go in the game, so there's a 5-second differential between there. And for Clark, what do? You're a team that, you know, you shoot really, really well from the outside, but you've got some big guys who can play it in the middle. On the other hand, you go with try to get a sure win, or maybe you try to get Benedictine to foul. The Ravens have committed 16 fouls. Clark has only got 4 team fouls in the second half. So you could come to the line for the 1-1. What does Coach Jim Blaine want to do? We'll find out. The ball comes in. Now Clark's just going to stand up and hold it. Standing a step and a half inside forecourt, he's just holding the ball against his hip. 19 seconds. 18 seconds. Downhill. Kick it to a teammate at the top. Clark will weave side to side. Way very high. Well above the three-point ring. 10 seconds. 9. Over to the right side. 2 seconds on the shot clock. Falling away at the buzzer. No good. Ravens rebound. 2 seconds. 1 second. The buzzer shot. No. We're going to OT. There was a foul on top. Preston ends up on the ground. They're not going to call it. Joseph, just tell the boss put you on overtime also, because we're going to OT here. We'll be back. The overtime coming with the score, Benedictine 72, Clark 72.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
We're getting set to go to overtime. The Ravens and the Pride from Dubuque, Iowa. You can see what things Benedict had changed at halftime and things that really worked. Remember back at the half where Clark Biggie Lester had 14 points? Well, he ended regulation with 16. The Ravens held him to 2 second half points. So they really shut him down. However, Chandler Dean stepped up. Chandler was red hot. He went 7 of 10 in regulation, 5 of 6, 3-point shooting for Chandler Dean. He had a dozen at halftime. He's pushed that to 16 here, and the ball goes up, and the Ravens are going to have it. We are in overtime. Benedictine with the basketball. It is 72-72. BC will work around to the left side. Ravens are going to have, looks like, their original starting five out there. Way out on top, Ungashick, Reynolds, Lewis, Belt, Cathy. Here's a falling away jump shot. It's up and good. Now, wait, we've got a little finger pointing by the official. And there is a foul. Okay. They're going to count the bucket by Sam. And then they're going to say that underneath the goal, Tyson Cathy pushed and committed a foul down there after the shot. So they're going to walk to the other end of the floor for the 1-1. So for doing the paperwork, you're going to give the bucket to Ungashick. And now Tyson Cathy picks up the foul. On the other end, the first free throw is good. So it was 74-72 Benedictine at 4:36, but still at 4:36, first free throw is good at 74-73. One more shot coming up here. It is up and missing. So the Ravens lead by one, 74-73, half a minute into the OT. BC around to the left side. Ungashick will get it to Belt. He will start into the lane, lose the handle for a moment, able to pick it back up. Ahmad Lewis, he's due from the outside, and normally a really good shooter. Hasn't scored a lot here tonight. Back out, it'll come to Ahmad. Shot clock at 6. Ahmad in the lane, in traffic, will turn, shoot short, travel for the basketball. So Ahmad Lewis with only 5 points so far this afternoon. And for Ahmad, it is 1 of 5 shooting, 0 of 3, 3-point shooting, and 3 points at the free throw line. Here comes Clark, trailing by 1. 4 minutes to go in OT. Left side, Pride start to drive in. Ravens are going to cut him off. Brunel will work to the baseline. Tyson Cathy with him. Now the feed down low. Biggie goes over. Burrell alone. Nobody defending him. The three misses. The long rebound. Hauled down by Clark. Anthony Eddy will clear it down, and Clark will get a reset of the 20. 13 seconds left on the shot clock. Into the lane. Spinning around. The ball's going to be knocked away and stolen. What a job by Preston Reynolds. Preston saw what was coming. He anticipated the reverse spin in the middle, and Benedictine coming up the court, leading it by 1. Ungashick will go over to the left side to Ahmad. Lewis will hold it up. He's fully 3 steps above the 3-point circle. Starts to drive in. Brings it over to Preston. Comes back out on top to Belt. He'll go 3. He'll hit 3. Brayden Belt, 3 points. Benedictine leading it now 77-73. We've got 3 minutes to go. 24 points for Brayden Belt. And now the ball nearly lost out of bounds by Clark, but they were able to recover it just before it gets out of play near the scorer's table. 2:45 left in overtime. Here's a set shot from the left side for 3. No good. Benedictine rebounding it down. Preston Reynolds with another board. And the Ravens are going to walk it up the court. Now, Benedictine in a pretty good spot here, leading it by 4. 2.5 minutes to go in overtime. They've got the basketball down. Ravens are going to spread the floor out. They're going 4 corners right here. Ungashick just holding it up, doing a little seesaw dribble near midcourt. He will now drive into the lane, get double teamed, puts the shot off the window and scores it anyway. Benedictine has surged to a 79-73 lead. 2:10 left. Clark into the lane, hook shot, no. Rebound offense. 3-point shot, Biggie gets it. Lester hits a point, and their timeout is taken by Clark. We're going to do it, taking a break here, with 2:01 to go. Ravens 79, Pride 76.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps,
and injectors for Duramax and Power Stroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent NAPA dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
You may not realize this, but all these transition music pieces Joseph puts together, and he's got a synthesizer at home, that a harmonica, and a comb that you put, what is it, like wax paper, saran wrap over that you can make music with? Remarkable talent. Joseph, thank you very much. 2 minutes and 1 second to go in the overtime ballgame here. 79-76, Ravens in front here at the Kiel Center on the campus of Clark University, Dubuque, Iowa. Clark, having utilized this timeout, each team has two. No, let me correct that. The Ravens still have two. Clark has one timeout remaining. Clark is in the bonus, as Benedictine has committed seven fouls, but the Pride have committed hardly any. Four, or you can leave that four fouls in the second half, including 3 minutes of the overtime gone now. It'll be Benedictine basketball coming in from deep in the backcourt, and into the game for the Ravens, it is going to be, I'm just looking, does it come out there the same five? Tyson Caffey, Sam Ungushik, Braden Belt, Ahmad Lewis, and Preston Reynolds. BC will bring it in. Ungushik will take it. Full court pressure applied now by Clark. Sam, with no problem, brings the ball up across the timeline, cuts into the lane, goes in, has his shot blocked. No foul called, and Clark's going to steal it away. So Benedictine getting a little aggressive right there. Clark loves it. Here comes the Pride. They'll bring it down the court over to the right side. We've got a minute 38 left. Clark with the basketball, trailing by three. They'll speed it over to the left side. Way outside with the basketball is going to be Brunell. Brunell will have it up top side. The feed back over to the wing. Shot clock is at six. The three-point shot is up and good. Falling away and over the front of Tyson Caffey. The bucket is hit by Chris Brunell. We're tied at 79. 79-79 with a minute 11 to go. And again, Benedictine going to slow this game down. Out on top is going to be Ungushik, the freshman point guard. Kicks it back behind him to Ahmad Lewis. Back over to Tyson Caffey. Here's Preston. Reynolds goes in, goes up, wedged it. So the ball is going to be jammed on the side. And a possession arrow. No, wait. I thought they were going to call it a wedged ball and the possession to Clark. But in the melee, there was a whistle. You couldn't even hear it. Preston Reynolds is coming to the free throw line. So they'll say Preston got fouled and has two free throws. First one rolls in. It's 80-79. And we're at 54 seconds to go. Second free throw. It's also good. 81-79. Benedictine taking a timeout. Joseph, let's do it. What a finish coming up. Timeout on the floor. Benedictine, 81. Clark, 79.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Well, for Benedictine, it has been clutch basketball here in the second half. Remember they went in to intermission down a half a dozen in this game, 41-35, not shooting the ball really well, but, you know, doing a lot of good things. Those things have come to fruition in the second half where Benedictine is now at 54% from the floor, 9 of 26 from outside, at 12 of 13 at the free throw line, 92.3%. Not a coach in the country that would not be good with that kind of number. Belt with 24. Leads all scores in the game right now. And Benedictine coming out on the court. Ungushik, Reynolds, Lewis, Belt, Caffey, the Benedictine five. Here comes Clark. 53 seconds to go. down the right side, trailing by two. And for Clark, what do? You go to the tie, do you look for a foul, do you shoot the three? Because you're pretty good at doing that. You like to do that. Here's the three. That's what they wanted. It won't go in. And Biggie can't get it to fall. Benedictine will come up with a basketball. Ravens are walking up the court. Ungashik into the forecourt. Half a minute to go. Shot clock to 20. So there's about 8 seconds between the game clock and shot clock. And again, Ungashik dribbling the ball way in front of the scorer's table, way out, half a step from midcourt. He'll play off the screen and roll it around to the left side, bring it back to the right to Preston. Reynolds will go in traffic, miss a shot, get it back, rebound, out on top. Ungashik's three, no. Long rebound, Benedictine. Now they can run it out. We get a foul up between the circles. Sam got hit hard, but he gets to his feet. He is okay. After missing the shot, the key to that was when you get the offensive rebound, the shot clock resets. You then, if you're Benedictine, have a chance to run all the time out because that differential is now gone. There are 4.8 seconds remaining. The Pride have taken a timeout. We're going to hang on to it right here, Joseph. For Benedictine, coming off the foul, they're going to come to the free throw line. If they're able to connect on both free throws, that likely salts this away. Got to hit one to allow Clark to, at best, tie the game with a three. With that 4.8 seconds left, Benedictine is now 30 of 57 shooting, 52.6%, 9 of 27 from outside and 12 of 13 at the free throw line. However, when Coach is sitting on that car seat on the way home, all guys are in there. Did you realize you can put 17 players, 3 coaches, and a manager in a Chevrolet Vega? Probably didn't even know that. It's tight. There's not a lot of elbow room. So while he's sitting in that Chevrolet, he's going to be coming home and looking at the stat sheet. 19 turnovers by Benedictine in the ballgame. However, he's also going to look at it and say 40 BC rebounds. So there are good numbers, and there are numbers that you're going to kind of get a little raise of the eyebrow. By the way, in the Vega, there's no room to raise the eyebrow with all those guys in there, so he'll have to do that at home. Here we go. Ravens putting the ball in play right in front of the Benedictine bench, 4.8 seconds to go. Just got to get this thing in bounds. They'll throw it in quickly, deep into the backcourt. Ungashik trying to run away, but the defender chases him down from behind. And the Ravens will come to the near side, putting the ball back in play. No, that will be the seventh foul. So the Ravens are going to go to the free throw line for the 1-1. Benedictine at the stripe. Are they going to get the T.O.? Yeah, that was kind of funny. As Coach Blaine walks up, holds his clipboard kind of out toward the floor, and then gives a little timeout indication behind the clipboard. Like he's sneaking that timeout in. So before Benedictine and Sam Ungashik can come to the free throw line, we're going to get another Clark timeout. We're going to keep it still here, Joseph, with now 3.2 seconds to play. Now, BC has made I guess we're going to call it an offense-defense switch here, and Jaden Timmy will come back into the game, and Ravens are going to take Tyson Caffey out, so it'll be Braden Belt, Jaden Timmy, Ahmad Lewis, Preston Reynolds, and the guy coming to the free throw line is going to be Sam Ungashik. So Benedictine coming to the line. It is a 1-1. For the Raven freshman, 6-foot player out of Blue Valley West High School. I tell you, here's the way to get that college career going. Last game of your first semester of college ball, and you're at the free throw line, hoping to win a game in overtime on the road, 8 hours from home. Ungashik puts the shot up. No good. Rebounding it down is Clark. They're bringing it down the court with 1 second. The shot at the buzzer. It's off the rim. No good. And the Ravens win it in overtime. We'll be back to summarize. What a win for BC today. The final score in OT. Benedictine, 81. Clark, 79.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on Care Radio 93.7 and online at MSCSports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Atchison is experiencing unusually high flu numbers this season, and there's a nationwide shortage of treatment medication available for this viral disease. This year's flu vaccine has been highly effective in fighting the strain of flu that's been going around. One more convenient flu shot event is being offered on Wednesday, December 21st from 1 to 4 p.m. in the primary care area of Amberwell Atchison. No registration or appointment is required, and flu vaccines are free with most insurance plans. Don't miss this opportunity to protect you and your family from the flu.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Welcome back to Benedict in Basketball. We're going to wrap up what was a thrilling come-from-behind win for BC this afternoon. They trailed at halftime 41-35, came back in the second half, led by as many as 11 with 9 minutes exactly to play in the ballgame, saw Clark come back, retake a lead, and then Benedictine had to win it in overtime today, 81-79. And this team's got to be exhausted. It's going to be a long, sleepy ride home for these young men. Recap the scoring for you for Clark. Chandler Dean leading his team with 22 points. Biggie Luster, who had the huge first half, 14 at the half, had 19 at the end of the game. Anthony Eddy had 11 at the half. He ended the afternoon with 15. Chris Burnell with 9 also for Daquan Lewis. Legerian Spinks with 3 and 2 for Drake Hamill. For Benedictine, how about Braden Belt? He had a slow first half, 5 and a half, but threw another 19 on after intermission. 24 points today for Braden Belt. Sam Ungashik, 16 today. He was 0 for 1 at the free throw line. You can be sure he's going to be chided about missing that 1-1 in overtime a moment ago, but it turned out okay. 14 for Preston Reynolds, 11 for Jaden Timmies. Benedictine had 4 in double figures. Tyson Caffey, 8 today, 5 for Ahmad Lewis. Bryson LaRue with 3 points for Benedictine this afternoon. For the Ravens, nice win, as Benedictine will improve their record now to 6-7, go to 4-3 in the conference into the holiday break. For Clark, they are now 7-5, 2-4 in the heart. Hey, we want to thank you for having joined us. Here's what's going on. We're going to take tomorrow off. Joseph, you don't get to. Well, I'm going to take tomorrow off. You have to work because you work like 8 days a week down there. But sports will continue here on Cam Radio as we're going to have high school basketball on both Monday nights and Tuesday nights as we rush right into the holiday break. So don't fear. There are more basketball games coming up before the holiday. Thanks for having joined us again this afternoon. The Benedictine ladies drop one in the first game. The BC guys win an overtime thriller. Till we greet you next time, for Joseph in the Care Sports Studio, Tom Couts. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.